Hello?
Hey, Clarence, this is Daniel. So I got your answer. You don't have to go through the application process again because you're already advanced verified.
Roger that.
Yes, sir. So good news.
Outstanding. I just talked to my last provider, and I'm going through the process now. I'm not sure how this is going to end. Just like they might have an issue refunding that amount. It's literally probably been 24 hours. Like I said, I paid this about, 9 or 10 in the morning yesterday, So I don't know how that's going to go. If they say they're not going to do it, then I'm going to have to go with this 30 days of still utilizing it because they don't say they had that canceled and I already paid the fund for it.
So if they refund it, we'll start it sooner. If not, we'll start it a month from now. Does that work for you?
That definitely works for me. Yeah, because I'm not doing it another month because if y'all guys do the same thing and y'all saving me money just off the start, So, yes, sir.
Okay.
But yes, sir. So that's the only thing I'm waiting for right now. Once I kind of know how that's gonna go, then we can, like you said, move forward this week or next month, preferably this month,
right. So just call me, let me know you have my direct line and extension. When you call in, it's gonna prompt you to press 1 if you're a current client, 2 if you're not. I'm on the account management team, so you'll have to press 1 to get to me and then just say Daniel. And it'll send you directly over. If you press 2 on accident, no worries. The person that answers the phone will just transfer you over to me. Okay?
Oh, roger that. Is this your direct line, Daniel?
Yeah, not the voice over internet number that we called off of. If you call that, you'll get a random person on the floor. You're going to want to call the 877 number that I texted you to get me directly.
And I'm going to it right now. Give me 1 second, sir. The 877. Oh, got you right here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's station 711.
That's it. I'm going to send you another text to you when you get a chance. You don't have to watch it now, but when you have some time, it's just a YouTube video. It's about 6 minutes long. It shows you, the features you have on your tracking system and exactly how to use them. I could always walk you through it, too. Okay?
Roger that. Roger that, Danny. I definitely appreciate it. And, yeah, I'm glad y'all reached back out because, yeah, y'all saving me a lot of money.
What was their lead fee? Just curious.
Their lead fees were, they said it ranged from $25 to $15.
Got you. Yeah, ours will be $22.50 flat all the time.
Yeah, and from what I've seen, like you said, sir, from what I've seen, they never fluctuate that price. So and I kind of caught the curious, you said anywhere between $25 and $15, because I'm like, well, I always seen it, if I got charged something, it was always the $25. So I just took it as the $25,
Right.
And I even asked her, I was like, hey, so when is it a certain number you got to get to for it to be going down to the 15? So is it like 25 to 20 to 15? And I couldn't get a direct answer, so I just further letting me know that, yeah, it's always 25.
Right. I think, too, we add on top of it a 25% management fee, right? That's how you get the $22.50, right? I believe that there's no way – let me double check, though. Hold on. I just want to give you the right answer. Because I thought your lead fee said like $18 or something, but let me double check. Because what I'm getting at is there's no way they could do it for $15 if the minimum lead fee charged through Google is $18. If that makes sense,
Yes, sir.
That's kind of weird they said that. Let me just pull it up though for you right now.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Let's see here. All right. So I just got to plug in your zip code. Da-da-da-da-da. I'm going to just put 1 lead, electrical contractor, electrician, it's labeled under. All right, so here we go. Oh, oh my God. I put your phone number, not your zip code. It was like, that's not a valid zip code. Yeah. The lead. So the lead's $18 minimum through Google directly. So you'll probably see, I don't know if they give you like a tracking metric, but none of your leads should have cost 15 because it's just impossible.
Yes, sir. And they was posted because I was asking for this, and right. The way they would see the numbers was, you know, I'll call somebody, you know, and she said, always says that, okay, let me contact some marketing team. So, and what I appreciate right now, you just said that you're on the marketing team. The lady that I talked to always says she has to reach out to the marketing team. So I never talked to the marketing team directly. So, you know, me just able to talk to you right now, you're telling me you're on the marketing team. I'm like, oh, okay, at least I know I have somebody. So if something's going on and they say you have to talk to the marketing team, I'm like, oh, okay, I can speak to Danny.
You can speak to me directly. And Perry is like the guru with this stuff. A lot of companies, Clarence, and it's because they're newer companies and they have to cut down on costs. What a lot of them do, I don't know if this company's doing it because I don't really know them, but they offsite the work, right? So they'll sign you up in their office, but the actual team doing the marketing is like in a totally different office. So what'll happen is like when you want to make changes to anything with those type of companies, it's like pulling teeth because you got to talk to them, then they got to talk to you, and if that or they got to talk to that other company, and if they did it wrong, then it's like a big circle, right? So with us,
yeah, they pretty much outsource.
A lot of companies outsource. That's one of the major benefits of our company. We in-house everything. That way there's no like hiccups, right? Like the person, mm-hmm. like our web developers are in-house. Our Google Guarantee, like literally everything. So anything you need to change, we're able to do it live over the phone with you.
Roger that.
Yeah. So,
Roger that.
Knock them, you know. I'm sure they made you a lot of money, and it's a good program. We've just been in business a long time, and, you know, we cut down on the cost for our clients for the main purpose for, like, client retention. You know, we're trying to beat the competition, basically, you know.
Oh, yes, sir. And, to be honest with you, I did, you know, to be honest with you, fairly well. They had a nice little overhead over the company, but it was just going higher, you know. Mm-hmm. So, it's, you know, and I was looking for an alternative, you know, and I'm on Thumbtack. I'm on HomeAdvisor. I'm on Angie's List, who just bought HomeAdvisor. Actually, this year they did that, you know. So, I've been on the pay-by-lead systems, and you can, it could be lucrative, but it's going to come with a nice overhead with
now,
it, paying per lead, you know.
I want to tell you this, too. With our Google Guarantee program, we're very proactive on if it's not a qualified lead, you will not be charged for it. So, for example, if you get a call and it's not related to your services, if you get a call and you don't set an appointment or they don't inquire about price, that's the only downside. Google says that if they inquire about price, that is a qualified lead. So if they don't do those two things where they set up an appointment or inquire price, then it's not considered a qualified lead, and we get those lead fees credited back through Google proactively. So it's nothing you have to do on your end. We do it all for you.
Okay, what I do, sir, is I ask certain things, and I ask them several times, you know, so if we talk again and I ask the same thing, it's just I'm just reinsuring myself. Okay, now with that being said, what you just said right there, with that being said, how do we track that? So, because say like if Google, say I get a call from Google and they ask me, do I do a certain thing and I don't, you know what I'm saying? Or do you do this? And I'm like, oh, no, ma'am. Since that call came through Google, and they say if I call back and say, hey, guys, I just got a call that doesn't relate to my service, that's automatically discounted?
Yeah, you don't even have to call us. So what happens, you can call if you want to be proactive on it, but Perry, what he does, so your Google tracking number they provide you, he goes through those calls, like he is working like all day nonstop, right? And what he's doing is he's reviewing those calls. And if they don't inquire a price or you set an appointment, he gets those lead fees credited back from Google right back into your account. So there's nothing you have to do on your end. But if you want to be proactive on it and just kind of keep a tally on it, that way to make sure we never miss anything, because, you know, even though Perry's, like, super smart, he's human too.
yes, sir.
You can keep a tally, and that way we can make sure, like, okay, you know, he got 50 leads. Okay, 40 of them were qualified, so 10 of those leads need to be credited back. But Perry's really on top of that, so usually it's nothing you have to do on your end. He's already doing it.
Oh, okay, and like I said, again, I'm just clarifying, you know, so do y'all speak to the people before they contact me?
No. So the way the lead's going to come through, right, is somebody searches, for example, panel upgrade or electrician near me. They're going to see your Google Guarantee platform. They click on you, and they call you directly from your Google number, and it will come through as a Google Guaranteed lead. So we don't talk to them, but the client will pick you directly. Does that make sense?
Yes. No, and that's what I'm saying. And if they, you know, pick me directly and they call and we're talking and price isn't discussed, and that's my, and that's, so how do he know that price and whatever is not discussed?
Oh, say they call the calls. He'll monitor your calls. Yeah.
Perfect then.
Yeah, he has all the tracking data, so all the calls that come through, and he goes through them, and he'll see, like, okay, no appointment was set. They called about a, you know, underwater basket weaving or whatever the case, right? And he gets those credited back through Google automatically. And the thing is, too, we're a Google Premier Partner, which is the highest level of partnership you could reach with Google. There's only 18 of us in the United States. So we have a team at Google dedicated to our company. So it's really easy for him to get those credited back. They kind of just go off of our word, you know?
Oh, okay. Outstanding. Then perfect. That was my question. That was my question right there. That was it right there. That, yeah, okay. So, and then, but you said that there's a way that, and I guess I'll get sent that link where I can, look at these things as well and see, how many calls, how many organic or how many this and that. So I know, like, oh, we need to, work on this to get more of these calls to come in from this side and stuff like that, of those natures, correct?
Yes, you'll have two tracking systems, okay? So you'll have the tracking system for your organic leads and your Google Ads, and then you're going to have a separate tracking system through with Perry. Like, you guys will be working on that together, and that's going to show you all your Google Guarantee leads. So it'll be two separate tracking systems. Now, they're working right now because Perry – He wants it to be easier on the client. So they're working right now on merging that into the same tracking system, so you only have to go to one place. But for right now, it's two tracking systems.
And that's fine. You know, as long as I can go and see them, I am good with that.
Right. So, yeah, you can see them. You just have to log into two different spots. But they're in the process of two things. They're trying to create an app for it. So, you know, a lot of clients requested an app. So our CEO got on top of that. So it was supposed to launch in November. It's a little behind schedule, so it'll probably be here in December. And then the second thing is they're trying to merge the Google Guarantee tracking into our regular tracking platform.
Okay.
Yeah. So you got those two things coming, but either way, you still can track it, you know?
Yes, sir. That was the big thing right there. Yes, sir. I definitely appreciate it.
Already notated too, because I know you don't want to lose money by switching. So already notated that your goal is to hit around 8 leads a day. So like I mentioned, it's going to be dependent off of like the organic traffic and the ad traffic we're bringing you, what you're going to want your Google Guarantee spend to be at. But Perry will make it work to where you're hitting that same type of deal, you know?
Oh, okay, and that's perfect. You know, like I said, my average was anywhere between 3. At the moment, like I said, they what they said was 5 to 8 on them. I hit 8 one time, and I hit 5 a few times, but my average day was around 3 to 4, but I would say mainly 3. And that was the fight. You know, if it grows from there, Roger that, if Perry can do 5, roger that. If you can do 8, roger that, you know. I definitely appreciate it, especially if they're organic, which means we don't have to, it won't be a big overhead other than, you know, the management team cost, which is roger that,
right,
you know.
Right. Well, organic, so that's the most popular section on Google. That's where the majority of the clicks and calls go to. And we have different strategies to try to, you know, boosting your reviews, you know, your content on that organic section, like pictures, et cetera, to attract people to want to click and call on you. But I'm a firm believer if we aim for the bullseye and miss, we're still on target. So I'll still keep the goal at 8, right, because I already notated that. And that way, if we miss, we're still on, like, 7-6 or whatever the case, you know?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Roger that, Daniel. Yes, sir. I actually like everything I'm hearing. Just because I was, you know, pay for the services, so I know a lot of what you're talking about. I know a lot how it works, or a lot how it should work. And the biggest thing about it, it seems like y'all kind of could provide the similar to the sale or the same services, and it saves me money, and that's the big one.
Yeah. Well, we do. I looked at their website. We do all the same services, right? But again, we've been in business a while, and we have a software directly from Google that not only get fast results, but try to cut the cost down on for our clients. Our main goal is to keep you on long term. Most of our clients have been with us for a long time, you know.
Yes, sir. And this was supposed to be a long term business relationship, but I don't like it when people say they will do something, and then when I just call them on something that you said you will provide, and you're not providing it, but I'm still paying the same cost, and in some ways my cost will go higher, and it that just doesn't make sense to me. So, roger that. I am definitely I'm ready to rock and roll. It's just once I hear back from them, I'm gonna immediately let you know. Do you want me to call Danny, or do you want to communicate via text?
Whatever's easier for you. I'm flexible. You could text, email, or call. When you text me, it goes to my email. So same deal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So just so you know, to Perry just messaged me again. He told me if all of his checks are good, which it sounds like they are, you're already on Google Guarantee. He said we will be able to start immediately. He said day one or two, because he'll need to optimize the listing too for you. So to re kind of answer your question, he sent me that message again. So we'll be able to go basically immediately. You're probably looking at the next day before your leads are launched. He just has to optimize it for you, you know.
Outstanding. Yes, sir. Outstanding. And truthfully, I would have started now, but like I said, I guess y'all would be on a tracker. Y'all would have a different tracker system than they would, you know?
No, I'd recommend, either get out of theirs or ride the month out, and we'll do it once that's done. They should be able to refund you. There's a 3-day right of rescission by law. So as long as they haven't used those funds towards leads as of yet, anything that hasn't been used on leads, they should be able to refund you, but I'd get out of that first. That way we could just focus on your listing. That way we're not doing one thing and they're doing another. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I totally understand that.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, just keep me in the loop. Like I mentioned, you could call, text, or email. If they do refund you and you get out of it, good to go. We'll get this started right away. If not, if you ride it out for a month, just make sure reach out to me before your build again, obviously, right? That way we don't go through the same thing. But we'll get it all rolling again at that time for you, whenever works best.
Well, no, because I recall that 3-day law as well. So that's what I'm saying. 24 hours, they shouldn't be able to tell me, like, no, we can't. We're not going to do this. And I'm like, oh, it's 24 hours, you know?
Right.
So
they might just be trying to keep the account, right? So they're going to tell you that, but it's a law. It's a 3-day right of rescission, right? So, they should be able to refund you.
Yeah, roger that.
Yeah.
Roger that. I definitely appreciate it, Danny. And as soon as I know something from them, I'll be reaching out.
All right, sounds good, Clarence. I look forward to working with you. And Perry has your file. He knows all about you. We'll get this rolling, and I'll get you linked up with him as soon as possible. Okay?
Roger that.
All right, perfect.
Outstanding. Yes, sir.
All right. You have a great rest of your day, sir.
You as well.
All right. Bye.